It is review. It is Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers, and Mike Bancole for the review of Liverpool 3, Brighton 0. Another positive result for Liverpool, but was it a positive performance? We'll get into all of that. We'll start with team selections and where we sort of end up with that, Mike, is there's a few questions, I think. I think it's fair to maybe even go as far as to question why there's no Mamardashvili in this one, where you probably think, given Slot's recent past, he would maybe have started with him in an early FA Cup round. But it is Alisson, it's Curtis over Szoboszlai right back. And I think also, you know, there's two other things really. It's fair to mention that Hertel is under some pressure there. And he could have gone stronger. He probably definitely had as much of a sleepless night as Arne Slot did with his selection going into this. They're struggling. They've not scored in the last three, but yet he decides to go with a 17-year-old kid for one of his first starts. So you just sort with the selections of both, I think you are just sort of left with this idea that you're going to see Minter at some point, you're going to see Matoma at some point, you're going to see Ekotike, you're going to see Gravenberch, and it's who can maybe make hay until that point, really, especially for the first half.
Yeah, I think the honest thoughts selection to me suggests that he wants to take this competition very, very seriously. And I think not selecting Mamardashvili is kind of in line with that thinking, in terms of it's the best team I could possibly field while also factoring in conditioning and people who are in the red. I think you can look at Gravenberch as someone who's kind of close to the red, given that he's played pretty much all of our games in the last few weeks. Ekotike is one they've been managing very, very carefully. He's picked up a few niggles in the last month or so, so you want to manage him carefully. Also, we haven't got Isak to rotate him with. So I actually think the starting lineup indicates to me a manager who wants to take the game very, very seriously. And I think it also gives you a move off the bench. One of the problems you've had in recent weeks is we've almost played all our chips and left ourselves with very few options on the bench, or very few options manager likes on the bench. Especially from an attacking point of view. So, you know, we are chasing the game against City, and you can only really bring on Chiesa and Rio to change the game. And you're in a bit of bother when the game goes against you. So, yeah, I like the team. I think it made sense. I think Jones made sense at right back in terms of his ability to invert. And I think he's played that role quite a few times for us now, oddly, and done really well whenever he's been selected in that role. So it made a lot of sense. And I think fundamentally, I was really happy to see Szoboszlai back in midfield, just because I think his legs, I'm sure we're going to talk about Szoboszlai and his goal later on, but I think his general performance and quality performance this season is really important for us.